Okay, hour two, Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, well, that was quite interesting. You know, I just want to ponder the thoughts of John Jarnicki for a second. And maybe we've got Susan Dantzler on the line, but I want to throw this to Doc. What did you think of that last hour? The last hour? Any thoughts? Oh, Doc's got his sleepy button on again. Imagine that. Either that or his Skype connection's not working. Oh, I don't know, Alan. It's just all crazy. Let's do it.
That's another thing, you know, looking at saying whether the Constitution of Texas was a good and, you know, righteous instrument. Well, look at what had to be done. It had to be changed because when that was written, Indians were like we think of fire ants. You know, if you saw one, you could kill them and nothing would be done about it. You know, it was just eradication of a pest. You know, and so you have to look and you have to think, you know, I mean, were those good times? Was that a proper document? You know, if that was, you know, if all these, you know, who we consider people now, gee, imagine that. Indians yell out there, are your people.
Right. You know, there was some stuff back there, the consciousness of the nation, the people that created Texas was totally different. And I do look at the, I don't know, I hear Doc there. What's up, Doc?
Not much.
Okay. Well, since we dragged Susan all the way in here, sorry about calling you too early there, Susan. Good morning.
No problem. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm a little embarrassed. I thought that we had you on at 8:15, but, you know, I'm kind of like that. I need a kind of a booking agent, but that's just not going to happen, so I'll apologize.
No problem. I was a little embarrassed because the coffee wasn't ready, and I'm like, no, I'm not ready to talk.
Well, if you didn't bring coffee for all of us, Susan, it don't matter.
This is Texas pecan.
Hey, if you were on Skype, you could Skype us some coffee, right? But you and Alan are landliners, huh?
Yep.
Oh, I know. Okay. I am. We probably got the same. No, you don't. I've got a DOS prefix. You've got a Harper, okay?
There's something like that. Well, hey, folks, so this is Susan Dantzler, and Susan Dantzler and I have a little history together, and I still try to figure out when. I remember meeting you for the first time. It was at a Tea Party event. Now, Susan Dantzler is a person that tries to make a difference in the world around her, and she's like what John Jarnicki was closing the last hour out. She's somebody that's trying to make a better world for her kids and everything around her, and she spends an awful lot of time doing that. And I bumped into her at a Tea Party event, and I can't remember who was speaking. It was either John Marler or, God, what is her name? The Constitution chick.
Chris Ann Hall.
Which one was that? Do you remember?
I've slept a few times since then. I think that was a way back. I think it was 2010, maybe 2011. Yeah. I think it was Chris Ann Hall.
Yeah, that was pretty trippy. You know, the Tea Party here in Fredericksburg has long legs now, right? It's no longer this upshoot. And, you know, you folks over at the Tea Party are credited for, well, getting Kyle Biederman into office. Now, jury's still out whether he's going to live up to the radical roots of, you know, taking it back for the people. But you guys did that, right? I mean, you were very instrumental. You made him really loud.
Yeah, we were loud about it. We were organized. That's what makes the difference in whatever agenda you're going after, be it Kyle Biederman and getting the incumbent out or Texas independence. That's what it takes. We can't take all of the credit because, you know, the incumbent was, you know, from over there in New Braunfels. Comal County.
Uh-huh.
And so his roots were pretty deep there. So it was pretty important to get those folks on board. So when you talk about House District 73, it encompasses Gillespie County, Kendall County, and Comal. So even though I think we kind of steered the ship, and did an awful lot of work, footwork. I don't even know the number of hours. It doesn't even matter when it's something that you believe in.
Now,
it was it was district wide, but yes, we the little catchphrase that the local newspaper likes to say is that Kyle Biederman won on the Tea Party wave. Fine, we'll go with that.
I just wonder if that's supposed to be a stab at the Tea Party or what, you know?
Yeah, it was. It was, but we took it and we turned it around on them and put a 25-foot float down Main Street that said "Catch the Tea Party Wave."
Because I don't see too much coming out of that newspaper that is. Well, how do I say it? Freedom oriented, and so I can see a lot of people
especially since it changed hands after Nancy Battle got up in front of the city council talking Agenda 21.
That's about the same timing.
Esther Cook was brought in, yes.
So,
yeah, but I can at least say they've given us their ear
and
put out press releases, and I'm not going to bash them. They don't think like we think, but they're at least, like I said, giving us their ear and putting in some press releases and some op-eds and some things like that.
Well, that's good. I know you guys have gained power and influence in this area, and I think that's a lot of what it takes. When I first started covering, politics in this area of Texas, man, I remember Jerry Farley. He's a friend of ours, and he's all, "Well, gotta vote, gotta go over here, talk to the voters." And I'm like, "Jerry, your vote does not matter." And over the years, I've come to the point where I'm rethinking that, and I'm looking at the path that you folks are walking down and what you've accomplished, and President John Jarnicki was saying, we've all got to, we've got to get together when there's a ball to be pushed, right? And So, I'm in inner turmoil about that voting thing, because at one respect, I don't believe that one vote has a lot to do with it, but maybe it's bigger than that. Is it bigger than that, Susan? Because you've changed, you've leveled up a few times from just a single vote, right?
Yeah, it is big. It is bigger than that. First off, I want to say to whoever's listening that it's absolutely imperative that at least in our area we have paper ballots, and it's imperative that we maintain paper ballots. It's my understanding at the Gillespie County Courthouse that there is an electronic machine in there for casting your vote. That's when your vote can get hacked, if you will, programmed to go towards a certain candidate. So, voter integrity depends upon paper ballots, and we've got a couple of really outstanding Texans that fight on a regular basis for maintaining paper ballots. And that's another subject, but that's how my opinion of voting is just a little bit different. And it's not just one vote, and this is what defines us as a republic. We've got more than one vote. We don't have mob rule here, and we've got to vote at the ballot box. We've got to vote at on the jury. The Supreme Court is not supreme. We can overturn bad law in the court of law with yet another vote through jury nullification. So, voting is not just in November and pulling the lever for president.
Yeah, I see that. I don't know if I'm going to swing at that jury nullification one right now, but maybe at a later date. But, besides just casting a vote and perhaps being part of the electoral process, I guess you can get involved and help watch the vote, run the booths, do this and that. You probably have you done that before?
Yes, I've done both. I've done the poll watching, and I've done watching the count. And I did that. Well, I did poll watching at the primary in March, and then I did it again on the 24th for the runoff. Then I did the count, which is a real snoozer, but in the entire county, I was the only person down there, aside from an inspector from the Secretary of State's office. So it's not just getting, you know, the right people in to poll watch and to watch the vote being counted. You need to petition, which is very simple, the Secretary of State's office to send in a watcher. And, of course, they send in a number of people, depending upon, you know, the size of the population. And so the last, I don't know, three voting cycles, we've had someone, you know, come in. And the purpose for that was the incumbent, who was recently defeated, one due to some shenanigans where a ballot box in Harper ended up missing until 11 and 11:30 at night.
That was Messiah.
And then when it got to the courthouse,
what was that, Alan?
That was when Messiah won over Matthias, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And there was very few votes, that Miller won by. And, you know, some good people stood up and said, no, stop, you know, right now. We're calling the Secretary of State. And they did, and the attorneys there said, stop, Gillespie County, stop what you're doing. We're on our way. And it was a mess. So that's why it is important, like you say, to watch at the poll and sit in the basement at Gillespie County Courthouse until however long it takes and watch. Watch each one of those boxes opened. Look at the ballots. Get up from your chair, walk around the corner to the little counting machine where they put in stacks of ballots, and watch those counts.
Right. And, you know, what I see is important is also, you know, chain of custody on those ballots. A lot of people are kind of like lackadaisical.
Exactly.
And it's just like, well, I vote and then my vote goes into a box and somebody drives it to here and there. Art is sitting there messaging me and he says it doesn't matter if it's sent off to a foreign corporation to tally it in the end. But I guess, Art, what I'd probably say is in this case, it's all kind of localized and we're talking about local issues and trying to maintain the ability to have a free democratically elected thing. So we have paper ballots, you tell me, Susan, and they're trying to get the electronic thing coming in and they really like their whiz bang, so they're going to be pushing on that. And I know you guys are holding back, but for the presidential election that's coming up, that's just going to be a big cluster, right? You know, we're going to get there and we'll cast our ballots and then they're going to disappear, right? They're just, you know, paper will have a count of how we voted and then it's going to disappear and somebody else is going to count them and put them all together.
Seven words and then I'll shut up.
Possibility. Just as a caveat here, Tea Party's not endorsing anyone at the presidential race. we're not doing any work towards that.
It's, okay, great.
It's not on our radar.
Yeah, I understand.
It's local. Government closest to the people is best.
Yeah, you guys have changed your focus in the last few years. Are you linked with other Tea Party organizations at all? There used to be a big Tea Party or thing, right? How is the organization?
Yeah, we're not linked officially, but we network with, and that's what it's all about. You got to network with like-minded people, and that's also what drives the agenda statewide. You know, 254 counties, Texas is big. Lano Tea Party's doing big things. San Antonio Tea Party had its ups and downs and reorganizations, but then again, that was several years ago, and they're doing great now. They're worthy of you know, mirroring some of the things they do. You know, you've got, I can go as far as Fort Worth, Northeast Tarrant County, Tea Party, huge. Clear Lake Tea Party, you know, down by Houston, huge. Marble Falls has Tea Party. And we've all stayed focused and kind of drawn our focus back into to local. And,
that's got
to
be.
They like to go around saying the Tea Party's dead, but I would like to challenge them.
I never said that. Yeah. I've said they're delusional. They don't got a clue. And I think I was wrong there. I think you're focused. I think you're still there. You're making a difference. And I can be wrong. After we got a short segment coming up, and I got Earl hanging on the line. I want to bring him in after the commercial music here that's coming up. Okay. I think, well, I got a little bit of time, so we'll bring him in here in a second. But Susan, your vote means so much more because you participated in the process. You as an individual, I'm not even talking about you as a Tea Party person. I don't even know if I can even call you a Tea Party person. You're just a person. But you managed to get elected as a delegate, right? And you went over, you know, we'll talk about that the next half hour, right?
Okay. Because that's a
real big part that I really want to dig into. Hey, Earl in Texas, what's going on, man? Come on the show.
Good morning, folks. Hope everybody's doing fine.
Good morning.
First of all, could you give the date again and the time for when the Republic of Texas will be up there in Cleburne?
Okay. I don't believe I had a good date because, well, I was just screwing off. Okay. It is October the 8th. And as far as the time goes, it's usually around 9 o'clock. It'll probably be in the convention center over in Cleburne. But John Jarnicki did say this word called tentatively, and I don't understand what that means. So let's just go with October 8th at 9 a.m. And if something changes, I'll let you know, Earl.
All right. Thank you. And also, I'd like to comment on the Tea Party.
Yeah.
A few months ago, haphazardly, I went to a Tea Party meeting, not knowing it was a Tea Party. I thought it was a wall builders meeting up there at the convention center in Cleburne. And to make it real short here, I was surprised to hear what I was hearing. Now, Tea Party stands for Taxed Enough Already. Well, they had their congressman up there, and then they had state senator up there, Birdwell, I think it was. And the people are applauding more taxation for foreign aid, you know, from the U.S. congressman there, foreign aid for different countries, and more money for the military, which we have already the hugest military in the world. And it just baffled my mind to hear this kind of thing.
I know. It hurts me, too. Go ahead.
As far as voting, well, my rights were never up for debate. And ostensibly, we have no say in anything, especially when it concerns property rights. The local government, the state government, or the federal government will not allow an American or a Texan to hold property in Elodium. Mm-hmm. I went through this a few years ago where I live up here in Alvarado. They will not acknowledge ending the immoral tax laid upon property. So therefore, in my opinion, now a vote is, you know, it's a dog and pony show.
Okay, hang on. That's the music. We'll get back to you, Earl, on the other side. Got Susan Danzler on the line. We're talking about, well, freedom, liberty, Texas, and all sorts of other stuff.
As As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin is the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, we're back. Hey, Earl in Texas was talking about a little bit of stuff, Republic of Texas Radio. Earl in Texas was telling us that he went to the Cleburne Conference Center a little while back to see, well, a wall meter, wall builder, wall breaker meeting, and it turned out to be a tea party. And these guys, well, sounds like they were crazy and they wanted more taxes. And I know there are crazy people out there. And, but I don't know. So, Earl, one thing is our Tea Party's not that way, and it's not the same. And they understand a lot of these constructs. We might have a gem here in Texas. But I'm hoping there's more out there as far as that point about one vote doesn't matter. I kind of agree with you, but also think that maybe your vote actually is just the ante. Right, and it allows you so much more. Susan, Susan's had an incredible ride with that one vote. You know, going through the ballot counting and following the whole process. You know, as we restore the Republic of Texas, we're going to need the boots on the ground that have actually done it right and seen it done wrong. You know, we got to have people that understand. And I bet you anything, you know, Susan Danzler is not for taxes, and she understands the whole alloidial title aspect of owning land, right? You know, you own your land and you don't have to pay every month for it or every year. I don't know. It's a crazy world, Earl. Did you have something else you wanted to add on to that?
Well, yeah, just let me add on to this. My non-vote is a vote because, see, I'm for Texas independence, and therefore I don't want to participate in their game. And the less participation we have down here, and they'll finally get the idea that, hey, these people are serious and they want out. And that's the way I look at it. I may be wrong, but that's the way I look at it. But
I see your point totally. I know.
I thank you for taking my call, and I hope you all have a good day. And I enjoy your program.
I am.
Thanks. You want to add anything to that, Susan?
Yeah, I do, but I want to wait until we start talking about the convention, because I was where Earl is at, and I'm just going to say that's what they want us to do. They want us to do nothing. They want us to sit silent, and sitting silent doesn't forward our agenda.
No, it doesn't. Okay, Doc, you're quiet. Come on back.
Well, I'm just sitting here thinking that, you know, the average American is probably somewhere between what Earl just said and what Susan said, because people are frustrated. You know, we've got a system that is so corrupt, and everybody knows it, and everybody wants to change it except those in power that benefit from it. And it is a frustrating experience. People don't know which way to turn anymore. So you want to believe in good, but as we're supposed to tell the truth on here and be part of the press, we should put out all the different sides, and I think we're doing a good job of that, and let people make up their own mind.
Hey, Alan, remember doing the Susie Kamik trial a while back, and then you had all those jurors sitting there staring at their rectangles, you know, hoping they're not going to get selected to be on the jury? You were there that day, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So those guys must have voted to get on the rolls, and then they didn't really want to participate in the government, the part that they actually get to hear the case of, you know, who the state wanted to beat up at the current time. So they just wanted out. And I really saw that as a lot of cowardice. Maybe, I don't know. What do you think?
Disinterest. It's affecting my personal private time. You know, as far as voting and everything goes, I've got 7 words: Scantron proprietary software, central tabulators, and watch hacking democracy.
Okay, but what?
Even our paper ballots are put through an electronic counting machine that has proprietary software that no one's supposed to know what it is.
Okay, yeah, I understand, and I know blackboxvoting.org and Bev Harris. Yeah, they do manipulate the vote, and that's one of the things we need to know how this vote is done. We need to understand. One of the things that Bev Harris talked a lot about is chain of custody, watching those ballots as they go and vetting those points and knowing where the shenanigans are going to happen. When we turn this thing around and we get a free and independent Texas, we got to know how to do a fair election, a fair vote. We need to have best practices in place. Okay. That's the break. We'll come back in on fire next half hour, and we're going to talk about, well, the Republicans in Dallas 2016. What did Susan see? Be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Okay, we're back. Let's just get right into it. I haven't voted since 2008 when I cast a vote for Ron Paul, and I did not show ID. My mom knew all the polling people, and she just said, "This is my son, Steve." And, oh, yeah, we have him listed right here. And, understanding of electronic voting machines and stuff like that has kept me from doing that vote thing. But I'm recalculating right now. And I wanted to, I want to put an argument forward that your vote is just the ante. And there's so much more that goes along with it. Susan Danzler is our guest, and she was telling us, we talked a little bit about the process of being one of the juries, a jury of the peers and stuff like that, your participation. She's done an awful lot. She works with the Fredericksburg Tea Party. All her opinions are her own, I'm sure. And we need to talk about one of the special things that she got this year from her vote. Susan, you were elected or appointed, or how did that happen? You became a chair, a county chair. Do you get elected or appointed?
You can be either one. If there's a vacancy, you can put your name in the hat and you can get appointed. And generally, you just hold that chair position until the next election. I chose to challenge my precinct 13 chair for different reasons, and so my name was put on the ballot, and I was defeated by the incumbent, the big government establishment. But he saw me nipping at his heels. He saw us, our ideals, nipping at his heels. And before we get into the convention stuff, I just wanted to clarify a couple of things about the Tea Party, but when you're ready.
Whenever you got the stage, man. Do it.
Well, back to Earl. It you know, it's frustrating to me that, you know, Tea Parties came on the scene out of, you know, frustration and anger in 2009, April-ish. And they came out taxed enough already. And, you know, there's fiscally conservative groups, and then there's groups that are fiscally conservative and socially conservative. And, you know, the Fredericksburg Tea Party has morphed, if you will, and kind of just brought their focus back in, you know, to a local level. And what I had to say to Earl is, if you go to the Cleburne Convention Center and you've got so-called Tea Party people standing up and applauding more taxes, you call them out on it, you walk out, and you start your own group. And that's just the way that works. Some of them have gone rogue, certainly. I see big government Republicans, if you will. I say Republicans and Democrats because that's the system we've got at hand. I don't like it. Founding Fathers warned against it, but that's the system we have to work in. So the Tea Party is, just so people can understand, we have a core set of principles. And, you know, it's fiscal responsibility and personal responsibility, limited government, rule of law, and state sovereignty. About a year ago, we polled our members and, you know, anyone else who wanted to be involved in the poll to see what issues were front and center for them. So the first thing that came up, and I'm seeing this nationwide, is, you know, border security and stopping sanctuary cities. The other one is state rights. We're pretty sick and tired of our lawyer politicians suing. We've got plenty of avenues to stop the encroachment of the federal government. They won't use it. Gun rights came in third. Fourth was school choice. Basically, what we're doing is, especially for this Texas session coming up in January, we're already working on it right now. If you wait until January, it's over. The sausage making is done. They're already having hearings, taking testimony where there is open testimony. Sometimes they play this little card that it's invited testimony only, which is just their way of controlling the system. So you got to, you know, squeak really loud when something like that happens. So basically what we're going to do is, and we've got, you know, going to have calls for action. We're going to have the Fredericksburg Tea Party had more logged hours, if you will, during the 84th legislative session, and we were present every week of the session. Someone was there every single week. Sometimes it was two people, sometimes it was 10 people. And when you walk around that pink dome on those granite floors and you talk to the people there, the feedback that you're getting is they kind of look at you and they kind of whisper, they know you're here. They're listening. Keep doing what you're doing. So it is effective. And to Earl, start your own group.
Well, Earl is with us, so, you know, he's good company. I want him around here. And I don't know. Well, I hear what you're saying, and I'll leave that to Earl. But so you didn't get the county chair position. I totally missed that.
No, I didn't, but it caused a ruckus. It was fun.
Yeah. So there was another ruckus, though. You ended up going to the Republican convention several months back. What, you went as a delegate or what?
Well, I went as a delegate. Well, I went as a delegate in 2014, and then I went in 2016 as a delegate with a committee assignment.
Okay. So what did you find out this year? Was this year pretty much the same, or is it different?
No. No. One was 2014 was just a midterm situation, and so it's a little bit different when you get into a presidential general election. It's just different caucusing and a bunch of mind-numbing processes. But this is where some people may not see eye to eye with me, but this has been a 10-year process for me. I kind of finally figured out that I wasn't going to change anything from my couch, from calls and emails. And again, I'm back to the process that we have at hand. Since I wasn't going to get involved in the Socialist Party, I had to get, which is the Democrat Party, but I call them socialist. It had to be the Republic Party. You know, I say repeatedly, I didn't leave the Republican Party; it left me. All you have to do is just get online and you read the Democrat platform and you read the Republican platform. And I know that I'm probably boring to tears, you know, Texans that's listening and, you know, Texas nationalists that's listening, you know, or Republic of Texas folks that's listening. But this is the only way I've been able to personally figure out a way to make a difference.
And my point, this year is different. And when you went this year, you know, what happened? I mean, that was a beautiful place in time that you somehow got access to because you vote. Well, you participate. Tell me about the Republican thingy jig over in Dallas.
Well, again, I hate to keep, you know, beating a dead horse, but this is just the only way that I personally know of to get in and to get what I want. Texas independence, limited government. It's kind of like, you know, for 10 years I've just kind of put a Band-Aid on it. What really guided me and pushed me to Fort Worth in 2014 was constitutional carry. I've been on that, you know, 100%, you know that. And then this little thing of Texas independence resolution, you got to understand, this goes hand in hand. Texans have the right to affect their government, and it can start by, unfortunately, you got to be registered to vote. March is when we have primaries. At the end of when the polls close that night, you have a precinct convention. That is where you submit a resolution. That is where the Texas independence resolution started. Well, that's where it got submitted. The same thing in 2014. That's where constitutional carry started and was submitted, and it went all the way to state. And whether you think it makes a difference or not, it came out of the Republican platform at the end of that week as a legislative priority. Mm-hmm. So what happens is, in my opinion, yeah, these are planks, meaning this is what we want and this is what we stand for. But it also becomes the measuring stick by which you grade, if you will. I don't say his name, but our incumbent in House District 73 failed this test, and the duly elected, or I guess you could say representative-elect, through vetting processes and interviews, if you will, it's the same thing, passed it. Now he's got to be held up to that standard. So the same thing, fast forward, 2016, the Texas Independence Resolution was in second place as far as counties, 254 of them in Texas, to constitutional carry. That's huge. This is the second biggest agenda in Texas to constitutional carry in 2014. So, again, fast forward, you got to register to vote, you got to get to your precinct convention, and you submit a resolution. I don't care if you want to say that, you know, a German Shepherd is the state dog of Texas. Whatever it is you want to submit, you submit it there, then it goes to your county. Around here, it's the following Saturday. And then from there, it goes to state.
You know, Susan, we live in a smaller community than a lot of these other individuals listening, because we have 10,530 alleged people live in Fredericksburg. One thing that I wanted to get to today is, well, the Texas Nationals worked really hard last year and the year before trying to get the people of Texas the right to weigh in on the idea of well, being a free and independent nation, and, well, it got up there. Like you said, it was the second most important thing on their docket. What was that like while they were discussing it? Because I've heard some testimony. I was never there, but you were. What was that like? Was it crazy? Were you smiling? Were you pissed off?
Well, number one, I was smiling when I walked in on Monday, and I was there all week. It's like I was talking about the Texas legislative session. You can't wait until January. You got to start now. Same thing applies to going to the convention. You got to be there on Monday morning, 9 a.m. Monday through Wednesday is when the committees meet. This is when the resolutions are looked at, and at the state level they become platforms. They're no longer called resolutions. But, you know, they're inundated. They're funneled in, that's a better term. 3,000 of them hit the committees of convention. And this is kind of where, you know, the very first fiasco took place. They knew, I'll define them as the powers that be. The establishment Republicans, if you will.
They didn't want to hear about Texas independence,
You know, and that's the first thing that got me was when I walked in and I saw all of these blue shirts, iconic, you know, T&M shirts, and it was just, you know, a big smile on my face, and I'm like, good, you know, boots on the ground, we've got some backup here, we've got people to sit, you know, and talk, you know, to the other delegates, if you will, and lobby and sell, you know, Texas independence. So, of course, this is a process, and it's a snoozer, and it's the part of it that I don't like. I'm a bit impulsive, and I want what I want now, but it doesn't work that way. Basically, the platform committee, I guess you could say that let's call them the top tier, they sent out an email to all of the little subcommittees saying that they were going to get a packet of resolutions assigned to each of these committees. Now, you got to keep in mind that the Texas Independence Resolution was included in this. They didn't receive this packet until 7 p.m. Sunday night, and they needed them by 8 or 9 o'clock Monday morning. Keep in mind that a lot of people are traveling. Texas is big. They didn't even have a chance to even look at it. You know, this was a concerted effort to squash, you know, if you will, the very most the Texas Independence Resolution, as well as probably some other ones, you know, medical marijuana, we came close in 2014, you know, and some other ones, eliminating property tax. But this 2016 convention pretty much evolved around Texas independence.
Right. And how did that play out? Right. Did they all vote and they said, you know, we are the king gods of the Republicans and we vow that this will never happen. Did all the delegates vote? How did you guys do it?
The delegates did vote. But, you know, when their first attempt, little shenanigan didn't work, you know, then they tried a second one. And so there was a lot of debate about the Republican platform being too long. They tried to limit it either to 2 pages or limiting the number of planks. Yeah, it's long. Texas is big. And, you know, it's about principles. And so fortunately, you know, that failed. But then they tried another one. This one was the one that made the hair stand up on the back of my neck. So a couple of folks. I saw this room, and I saw, like, 3 people sitting in there, and I thought, what is this? And basically what ended up happening is that a shadow committee was started. Hmm. You know, they did this in secret.
That's the music. Hold on. Short segment coming up. We'll talk about the shadow committee. Republican Texas Radio.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain: safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion. 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Short segment. Hey, Susan was talking to us a little bit about the Republican thingy, and we got 4 minutes, Susan, to wrap this whole thing up.
I am. The shadow committee came into existence. They started about 10 p.m. at night after people were already headed home. Just terrible shenanigans. The word spread. A private Facebook page was set up to let everyone know what was going on, because this is, you know, huge. And fortunately, it was shut down. So to fast forward to the resolution and what took place on the floor, the Texas Independence Resolution was passed by a majority of the temporary platform committee. I won't get into temporary and permanent. Of course, in my opinion, this was the catalyst for these shenanigans. They had to shut down this momentum, and it went to a second reading, and enough arms were twisted that it was removed. So then, the organization started. You know, they put up microphones. You can get a chance to get in front of a microphone. You're going to have to stake your claim, practically tie yourself to it. One person managed to get to the microphone on the floor, and this is kind of where all the fun began. And a floor amendment had been submitted, basically saying that the federal government has impaired our right to self-government. So because of the title and the description of that plank, it became a germane plank, if you will, to slide the Texas Independent Resolution into it. So he managed to get it in there so that it would have to be put up for a floor vote because it's an amendment. I was there. I heard it. I saw it. The yeas had it, and they ignored it.
Right.
They acted as if we don't hear anything, and it was so obvious a two-year-old could have gotten it. Then it went to a standing vote. The standing vote had it, and then that's how they killed it. That's why it's important for people like you and me and Earl and whoever else to get there, ignore all of the people wearing elephants on their head and red, white, and blue and their stupid shirts and hats, and get there,
you know,
with
Susan,
Daniel Miller and all the others from TNM, and be a delegate and be in there. And next time, they'll hear us, by George.
Right. That time is over, for sure.
Right.
And they feel that they won. They've deprived the people of Texas the right to, well, self-determination, right? And I get that. But it's not over. It really isn't.
Over.
They know it's coming up again here in, well, I don't know.
Anywhere.
We have 50 days, man. Well, 50 days for this vote for El Presidente of the corporate U.S. You think that's going to change a lot of people's mind about the perfect world we live in, where we need to tax each other more and more and more? It's kind of important, 50 days, Susan.
Well, I mean, when we turn into Venezuela and all the people are finally in the streets, which I hope that negates apathy.
When we turn in? I don't mean this flippantly, Susan, but wellness check.
Oh, hey, let's not go there, Alan. Bad Alan. Okay.
No, that was taboo. I'm sorry.
I know. I won't want you guys don't get it anyways. So thanks for joining us, Susan. Susan Danzler of Fredericksburg. She's a fellow patriot. Love you, Susan. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Stephen. Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Well, thanks for listening to the show. Until next week.
Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. Life is us, my friends.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges?
You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.